Welcome to Heavy Hitter Sports, the podcast focused on game-changing athletes and business leaders. I'm your host, Mark Hogesang. Like many of you, I've been experimenting with ChatGPT recently. Following its debut 6 months ago, ChatGPT has become the fastest-growing app ever, with now over 100 million users globally. I'll share my personal thoughts regarding the pros and cons of artificial intelligence at the end of the episode, but what you're about to hear, excluding my opening and closing, is almost exclusively the work of AI. On a whim last week, I asked ChatGPT to create a 20-minute script for Heavy Hitter Sports heralding tennis great Arthur Ashe using the style of Bob Costas. And 45 seconds later, I received the script that you're about to hear word for word. The chatbot gave me specific stage instructions to add inspirational and uplifting music, crowd applause, and tennis background sounds, and that I did. ChatGPT also instructed me to insert a conversation that Bob Costas had with John McEnroe regarding Arthur. I extensively scanned the internet for that chat, but came up empty. In turn, I substituted a clip of Chris Everett talking about Ashe. I was also asked to include a talk that Costas had with Martina Navratilova talking about Arthur. I couldn't find that audio either, but when asked later, ChatGPT provided me with the written version of the conversation, so I'll share that with you as well. My super smart wife works in long-range planning for Intel and is immersed in the AI world daily. And as she can attest, I am no tech geek, but I am eager to adopt a tool that can make me smarter and more productive. I hope you'll enjoy this AI experiment and what ChatGPT has to say about the amazing Arthur Ashe. Enjoy, sports and tech fans alike. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Heavy Hitter Sports. I'm your host, Mark Hogesang, and today we have a special edition dedicated to one of the most influential figures in the history of tennis. He was not just a player, but a symbol of courage, equality, and grace, both on and off the court. Join me as we pay tribute to the incomparable Arthur Ashe. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today. We're here to honor the life and the legacy of Arthur Ashe, a man who transcended the game of tennis and left an indelible mark on the world. Before we dive into his remarkable story, let's take a moment to set the stage. The year was 1968. The civil rights movement was in full swing, and the fight for racial equality was being waged across the United States. In the midst of this historic moment, a young man from Richmond, Virginia, emerged onto the tennis scene, ready to break barriers and challenge the status quo. Arthur Ashe burst onto the international stage, becoming the first African-American man to win a Grand Slam title. He triumphed at the 1968 U.S. Open, defying expectations and cementing his place in tennis history. But his impact went far beyond the court. Ashe used his platform to advocate for change, using tennis as a catalyst for social justice. Arthur Ashe once said, "Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can." These words encapsulate his dedication to making a difference. Ashe believed in the power of education and was committed to improving the lives of others. He established the Arthur Ashe Foundation for the defeat of AIDS, raising awareness about the disease, and providing support to those affected. Ashe's contributions to the sport of tennis extended beyond his playing career. He served as a mentor and inspiration to countless young athletes, encouraging them to dream big and pursue their goals. Ashe's leadership and integrity made him a role model for generations to come. Now let's hear from some of the people who witnessed Ashe's greatness firsthand.
He didn't put 100% into his tennis, and he probably could have won a lot more titles, very much like a Billie Jean King could have. But I put them in the same category because, you know, Arthur had just so much going on in his mind. He wanted to help the world. It wasn't only about perfecting his slice backhand.
That was Chris Everett, a fellow tennis legend, reminiscing about her experiences with Arthur Ashe. Everett acknowledged Ashe's impact on and off the court, praising his sportsmanship and unwavering commitment to social causes. And here's my reenactment of that conversation between Bob Costas and Martina Navratilova talking about Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our special program where we have the honor of hosting a legend in the world of tennis, Bob Costas, here alongside the remarkable Martina Navratilova. Martina, thank you for joining us. Martina says, "Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here and discuss the extraordinary life and legacy of Arthur Ashe." Bob responds, "Absolutely, Martina. Arthur Ashe was not only a phenomenal tennis player, but also a remarkable human being. His impact reached far beyond the tennis court. Let's dive right into it. When did you first meet Arthur?" Martina answers, "I had the privilege of meeting Arthur Ashe early in my career. It was in the mid-1970s at a tournament in Los Angeles. I was just starting to establish myself as a player, and he was already an icon and a role model for me." Bob asks, "What was your initial impression of him?" Martina answers, "Arthur had this incredible aura of dignity and grace. He carried himself with such great poise, both on and off the court. I admired his humility and how he used his platform to fight for social justice." Bob says, "That's certainly one of Arthur Ashe's lasting legacies. He was a trailblazer in the sport, fighting for equality and challenging racial barriers. Can you speak to that aspect of his life?" Martina responds, "Absolutely, Bob. Arthur faced immense racial discrimination throughout his career. He was the first African-American player to be selected to the United States Davis Cup team, and he faced hostility and racism while representing his country, but he never let that deter him. Instead, he used his platform to speak out against injustice and fight for equality, not just in tennis, but in society as a whole." Bob adds, "His commitment to activism was truly inspiring. Ashe became a prominent voice for civil rights, speaking out against apartheid in South Africa, and advocating for AIDS awareness after his own diagnosis. How did this activism impact you and others in the tennis community?" Martina answers, "Arthur was a role model for all of us. He showed us that our platform as athletes could be used for something bigger than just winning matches. He inspired me and many others to speak out about issues that matter to us, to use our voices for positive change. He made us realize that we had a responsibility to make a difference, both on and off the court." Bob responds, "Absolutely, Martina. Ashe's impact was truly immense. He paved the way for future generations of athletes to use their influence to affect change. Looking back on his tennis career, what stands out to you most?" Martina shares, "Arthur's achievements on the tennis court were remarkable. He won 3 Grand Slam singles titles, including his historic victory at Wimbledon in 1975. But beyond his success as a player, his sportsmanship and integrity were what truly set him apart. He was a true gentleman of the game, respected and admired by his peers and fans alike." Bob agrees. "Well said, Martina. Arthur Ashe left an indelible mark on the world of tennis and beyond. His legacy continues to inspire and motivate people today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and insights on this incredible individual." Martina concludes, "Thank you, Bob. It's been an honor to discuss Arthur Ashe and the impact that he had on all of us. His legacy will forever be remembered and cherished." Arthur Ashe's remarkable journey ended far too soon when he passed away from complications related to AIDS in 1993, but his legacy lives on. The Arthur Ashe Courage Award, presented annually at the ESPYs, honors individuals who embody his spirit of bravery and grace in the face of adversity. As we wrap up today's special episode, let's reflect on the impact Arthur Ashe had on the world. He showed us that sports can be a powerful vehicle for social change and that one person can make a difference. His legacy is a reminder to always strive for excellence, both on and off the field. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the life and legacy of Arthur Ashe. I hope you've gained a deeper appreciation for the man. Well, what do you think? Are you impressed with ChatGPT? I once thought that Google search verged on magic, but now I'm woefully underwhelmed with all search engines given the power of ChatGPT. It's obvious that AI can be beneficial in a host of fields. Medicine and healthcare, finance, law, and design come immediately to mind. I'm not too worried about AI's impact on the job market or education, although I can see why others are. My fears centered around how AI can be misused by bad actors going forward. And I agree that regulation is needed to provide guardrails and limit dangerous activity. But who's going to serve as the regulators? Sadly, Congress is not up to the task. The body is filled with partisan hacks on both sides of the aisle, and its collective high-tech knowledge couldn't fill a wine glass. It's likely that the elite Silicon Valley leaders may well need to regulate themselves with modest government oversight. As impressed as I am with ChatGPT, I don't think I'm going to use it again to craft future podcast episodes. I enjoy researching, scripting, and interviewing too much to turn it over to an AI teammate. And it should be noted that when I asked another AI app to create a podcast cover for this episode, it failed miserably. Although I'll admit that it might have been due to user error. But I do think it's incumbent for all of us to become more fluent with available AI tools and gain a better understanding as to how best to provide them with effective prompts. Thanks again for participating in this experiment. I'll leave you now with the song that ChatGPT thought was most apropos of this heavy hitter sports episode. Fittingly, it is John Lennon's Imagine. Until next time, sports fans.
To kill.